and have the coordinating committee be able to make a recommendation that the following contract should be reviewed by the PMB prior to its signing. And that way, so that way we actually serve this sort of vetting function for people. So we could say, well, look, that contract doesn't, we don't need to look at that. We don't need to look at your contract with a hotel or something like that. But for more major things that are substantive, that, yeah, we might say, yeah, we would like the PMB to look at that contract before it's executed.
Well, I see your point, but it gets complicated because then you have the finance committee there saying, hey, that's something we should do. Oh, how are we going to do it? You know, how are we going to divide up these concerns around financial commitments? It's tough. I mean, it is a different way of doing business than we have been doing business, you know, previously. It is a special sort of procedures we're setting up, it seems to me, because we feel that the interim situation is so unusual, we're putting in some extra steps. I'm just saying that we should be clear about it, because it does cut across the work of some of the other committees, and also we have things going to the PNB. Like contracts, and God knows how many there might be. But if those contracts, say, were to go to the Finance Committee, and the Finance Committee were to do the vetting, would the Coordinating Committee feel that they had to also participate? So right away you've got, you know, a circumstance. So I don't know. I don't know the answer. I just know that it gets a little murky.
Actually, we do have a policy right now on contracts, and what it is, it's just a notification thing. Hang on, contract. I'm getting it right now. Contracts. Okay, so the motion we passed in, what was it, June of 04, says that the governance committee is supposed to be developing a policy, and we're working on that. That in the interim period, the ED, CFO, or station general manager, as relevant, will inform the board of directors of, one, the intent to develop or establish or enter into new contracts, and two, will provide the board with a copy of the contract to be established or entered into not less than 14 days prior to taking action on it. Where it's not possible, the contract will be provided to the board as soon as possible, accompanied by an explanation of why the notice was not possible. This policy is not intended to apply to the signing of contracts with new contractors using standard contracts of long-standing use within the foundation or to contracts for incidental items. So that's actually an existing policy.
Well, what do you think? Is that serviceable for this purpose?
If it's executed, yeah, basically. I think that I can live with that. But I still think that there's, I mean, if there's an issue and if we're given prior notice, that we could request, I think the CC should be able to request board approval of particular contracts if there are concerns.
Well, that would be a proviso, then maybe adding that language to the existing policy rather than recreate it.
Right.
Might be good.
Right.
Dave, can you include that June, I don't know if it was June 8th policy into the minutes?
Sure.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was June 4th.
June
4th. So the motion, there would be what? The CC committee endorses policy created, blah, 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 with the added amendment, and state what the amendment would be. As we had discussed it, is that generally what we're talking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So the CC recommends that the CC be given authority to request PNB review prior to execution of particular contracts, major contracts, if it feels that review desirable or necessary. How's that?
Well, the first step would be to take the existing policy as the guidelines.
Right. So it recommends that an addendum to this existing policy
as follows, and then go straight into
be
it.
Added. Be as follows.
Yes, that would be an addendum.
That during the interim period.
Yeah.
Or during the transition period.
Yes.
The CC be given authority to request PNB review prior to the execution of particular major contracts if it feels that review desirable or necessary.
Yeah, and that would be the recommendation. That's clear to me. It makes sense.
Can't the CC request anything it wants at any time?
Well, but what this would say is if we're meeting biweekly, if we're given this information, we could say, hey, wait, don't enter into this yet until there's been review. And then that would mean that, because we're meeting monthly by the board, we could just say, hey, we think the board needs to see this. Yeah, we can do it anyway, but what this says is it gives formal authority for us to be able to say, wait.
When is still as an opposition?
What did you say?
Right?
Are you still opposing something? Or
I didn't oppose anything.
Oh.
I just asked them.
Clarification.
I
know we've been kind of laboring hard at it, and I appreciate that, but I still wanted to go back to the 2 points I had before to define, to see if it was acceptable to define major hiring as being administrative. I mean, can we think of those people as being administrators even if they don't supervise anybody yet?
We're not even dealing with personnel yet.
Yeah.
So it's just the contracts piece.
We've actually divided the original motion to deal with the contracts first so we could get that off the table and then deal with the hiring second. Are there any objections to the current addendum to the existing policy around contracts? All right, hearing none, then we will move on to the hiring.
Okay, I'm just going to reread it just so everyone's clear. That the CC recommends an addendum to the existing policy on contracts as follows that during the transition period, the CC be given authority to request PNB review prior to the execution of particular major contracts greater than $10,000 if it feels that review is desirable or necessary.
That sounds good to me.
Great. Alrighty. So moving into the hiring. Now, I know Ray would like some clarification, or I think many of us would, in terms of what, you know, the hiring of new staff or major staff connotes. So, and Dave had mentioned that it already applies to national staff, since that's the only... they're the only staff that's in the direct purview of the executive director.
Actually, it's national staff and GMs.
And GMs, okay. Ray wanted to exclude administrative staff from that. Is that what I was hearing, Ray?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's wise to do.
Okay. Excluding administrative staff.
Those would already have been budgeted, right?
Well, we assume.
Yeah.
All right. The hiring of new personnel authorized by the PMB, e.g. positions within the budget, excluding administrative staff. So that defines what we're talking about. Now, what do we want to do?
Well, are there any objections to the motion at this point?
Well, but we don't really have a motion. All we have is a class of hires, non-administrative staff, approved budget-approved hires. So what do we want? Do we want, what kind of board involvement, if any, do we want on such hires?
I was assuming that we were continuing with the initial language from the previous motion.
Oh.
But I don't. That was my assumption, so I apologize.
Well, just for purposes of clarity, let's try one language way of dealing with it. Upon hiring, or upon off before an offer of hire is made to a staff already in the budget, the CC requests that the said hire be reviewed by the CC. That's hiring people already in the budget. That's one class of hires. New hires we would take to mean doing the interview would certainly be included. That is new meaning not in the budget or not previously. You know, like you might need extra temp help or might need whatever. So I'm just trying to, when we say new can mean new to the budget or it can mean budgeted and now the hire will take place. So I'm trying to clarify the difference between those two.
But the real issue is really, like, for example, do we want the if we have an interim ED, let's say there's a GM position open at one of the stations, okay? Do we want the interim ED? Right now, I think the way it works is the LSB makes a recommendation of candidates, the ED interviews the people, and then selects the person out of the candidates put forward by the LSB.
Yeah.
Do we want our interim ED to be able to make that hire on his or her own?
Well,
that's really the core question. And maybe we should just raise it with the board.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because you're effectively changing the interim ED job description from the regular ED's job description.
Right.
And that is a change. So I would agree with you, Dave. I think it does require larger discussion.
Why don't we recommend that the board consider the question? Or should we just not punt? Should we, like, assert something?
Was that again? Sorry.
I like the idea. Just speaking for myself, if I'm the board, I would like to have a recommendation on the floor. Yeah,
okay.
Even if I were as the board to reject it, I still would like to have something to, you know.
Yeah, they'll just refer it back to us.
Yeah,
it's a discussion.
It's true. Well, I don't know. It's a puzzler.
Let's take the three positions that really matter. One's the HR director. I don't have a problem with that person picking them. If we thought they were good enough to be interim ED, that's fine. Two is if we ever get from the program committee the national programming policy and we have a national program coordinator hire. That's a little different. Who else should be involved in that? And three is a station general manager. So what involvement do people think beyond an interim ED should be included in each of those cases?
Well, the GMs are covered by the bylaw. So there's a little bit more of a structure that's laid out there.
Yeah. They hired by the local boards too.
Yeah, they're
well, the local board recommends, but the ED hires.
They have joint accountability, so you end up with a sort of joint situation with that GM.
Really? I thought that the ED makes the final decision out of a pool of candidates recommended by the LSB.
Exactly.
True. That's true.
So you've got these polarized LSBs.
It's determination that both sides
who put three candidates forward, and the ED picks either a compromise candidate or favors one faction over another, and then the war just goes rolling on.
Or chooses one, not of those three.
So
where are we?
Well, we're trying to decide those three cases: HR, National Program Coordinator. And, maybe where we are is we need to think about this a little more.
Yeah.
Because none of these is going to happen tomorrow.
That's right.
Maybe we should just report that we are considering the question of a role in hiring.
Yes, because none of these three scenarios are going to happen within the next 30 days.
Well, the HR director is.
That's in August, a little bit more than 30 days.
Now, we said that on the Finance Committee, but the board already passed a motion saying, and Mark Roberts pointed this out, we've already, the board passed a motion saying that that position should be filled by June 30.
Be filled or offer made? I wasn't at that meeting, so.
Do you have those minutes, Ray? I think it's in the same minutes. From
probably me. Offer made would be reasonable. It said filled. I'm sure it said hired. It's what it said.
Hired by.
Oh, man.
I recall correctly.
Well, it may or may not happen, but it's actually the least critical in terms of the need for. That is in some sense a technical position.
Yeah.
As opposed to a GM or a program coordinator, which is a little more of a political position.
As you know, the Finance Committee has got a working group on it too, looking at fiscal impact stuff on the HR. So I'm lost here. So
when is the Finance Committee going to complete that? Do you know, Lonnie?
Well, we're meeting tomorrow, the working group,
uh-huh.
And we're going to be going over that issue, hiring the HR person, fiscal impact report back to finance, ASAP.
Okay, and I hope you will remind them about this June 30th date.
Yes, I think they're aware. Dave's on that group.
No, I'm not on that working group.
I'm not the work group, but on finance.
I'm on the committee, yeah, but
yeah.
I won't be on that call.
Okay. Well, where are we, folks?
I'm not prepared to vote on this right now because I think I think a lot of things will be more clear after we do the Berkeley meeting. I mean, it sounds like we're going to bring these people there and we're going to hopefully pick one, and then we're going to tell them, oh, by the way, you don't have any duty. I don't understand what we're asking them to do.
I think
ESC has already provided a list of recommended duties for them. That's something
sure
that we can't change.
I can't hear.
We're looking at
the limitations.
I couldn't hear a word there.
Sorry, hold on one second.
Somebody put the phone on mute.
Sir. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, the person on mute can't respond.
All right, so I didn't hear what anybody said in response to what I said.
Yeah, I didn't either.
No, I was just saying, sorry, that was the conductor of the Greyhound, but I was just saying that the ESC has already listed recommended a list of priorities for the interim ED, and so those would be his job duties and tasks. What we were doing is looking more at limitations around those, which includes the hires of or any major and new hires. I would agree with folks that to table this issue until after we understand better what's going to happen at the Berkeley meeting. So I would favor a motion to table at this point.
Okay.
But obviously
we don't have a motion yet, so we don't need to table it. We could just report to the board during the coordinating committee report that we are considering the issue of hiring processes for the role of the interim ED in the hiring of general managers and or a national program director or coordinator during the transition period.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. So, I mean, at this point, we're done.
Okay.
All right.
So,
Julie, I did want to go on record on one thing, and that is the this motion from August 23rd, 2004, which says that for informational purposes, all memoranda from station or foundation management to station or foundation personnel or volunteers concerning station or foundation policies be copied to the appropriate station board. In the case of national policy, the memoranda will be copied to all PMB and LSB members. And that is something that we haven't really implemented yet, and I hope to see it implemented, because particularly during this interim period, it's going to be important that people be aware of what's being said about what policies are at play. For example, the reason I raised it originally was that I was getting emails from people at stations saying, hey, we just got told there's this policy, did you know about it? And I don't want to hear about it from, you know, an email from somebody. I want to hear about it from the executives.
Yeah, and on that note, too, we have an opportunity now to have a much better relationship with the national staff and the boards, and I'm optimistic that a lot of these things that we're worrying about won't even be a problem. I mean, we need to take it upon ourselves to make sure that the new interim ED, whoever it is, knows what policies were passed by the board. And so anyway, I think things are looking up.
Yeah, but this is really, I wanted to make a point connected to what Wendy had said earlier. See, the reason why we are considering it this way is that theoretically the notion of the transition team is still alive, although it might not happen. So we have decided not to pass anything that would automatically exclude it. So if it fails, then then there will not be a committee like that. There will be an interim executive director. So then it will be the situation that you're wishing for. However, in case the other one passed, I guess then we would have to tell the interim people that one of the motions we're considering is that they might have to be part of a team.
My understanding was that we agreed that there would be a transition team regardless of the who's selected as an interim executive director. I thought that was a given. Is that
obviously
not true?
Obviously, there's a lot more work that needs to be done on it, though. So I move that we adjourn and work on this in Berkeley.
Okay, there's a motion to adjourn on the table.
I'll second that.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded.
I don't have objection. No one objects?
Any objections?
Are there any objections?
I don't have one. That's adjourned.
No. Good night, everybody.
Okay, folks, thank you very much for your input. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.